Introduction to the Mahadasha System and Tribhagi Division in Vedic Astrology. The Mahadasha System in Vedic Astrology is a method used to understand the significant periods of influence of each planet in an individual's life. It is based on the Vimshottari Dasha System, which is one of the most widely used methods in predictive astrology. Here are the basic principles and structure. Mahadasha, major period. The Mahadasha is the primary period of influence of a planet in a person's life. Each planet has a specific duration, during which it significantly influences the native's experiences, opportunities, challenges, and overall life direction. 2. Antardasha sub-period. Within each Mahadasha, there are sub-periods known as Antardasha. Each Antardasha is ruled by the same planet as the Mahadasha, but combined with the influence of other planets in a cyclic order. The duration of Antardasha is proportional to the duration of the Mahadasha. 3. Pratyantardasha, sub-sub-period. Each Antardasha is further divided into smaller sub-periods called Pratyantardasha. These represent even more precise periods where the influence of different planets manifests in conjunction with the Antardasha planet. 4. Periods of each planet in Vimshottari Dasha, in years. 1. Ketu, 7 years. Brings spiritual growth, sudden changes, detachment, health issues. 2. Venus, 20 years. Focus on relationships, luxury, comfort, creativity, financial gains. 3. Sun, 6 years. Focus on authority, self-esteem, career growth, leadership qualities. 4. Moon, 10 years. Emotional experiences, family matters, mental peace, public recognition. 5. Mars, 7 years. Energy, courage, conflicts, initiatives, physical activity, accidents. 6. Rahu, 18 years, illusion, materialism, unconventional paths, obsessions, sudden gains or losses. 7. Jupiter, 16 years, knowledge, wisdom, growth, education, wealth, religious activities. 8. Saturn, 19 years, hard work, delays, discipline, restrictions, long-term gains, karmic lessons. 9. Mercury, 17 years, communication, intellect, business, travel, learning, adaptability. Ketu, spiritual pursuits, detachment, confusion, losses related to ego or status. Venus, love, relationships, marriage, artistic success, pleasures, indulgence. Sun, success in career, rise in status, health issues related to heart or eyes. Emotional development, nurturing relationships, changes in home and family. Mars, energy for projects, aggression, potential for conflicts, real estate gains. Rahu, sudden success or downfall, foreign connections, unusual circumstances. Jupiter, education, prosperity, marriage, children, spiritual growth. Saturn, patience, perseverance, challenges, slow progress, maturity. Mercury, intellectual pursuits, communication skills, trade, wit, versatility. Nas 6, calculation and activation. The Mahadasha sequence begins at the time of birth and is determined by the position of the moon in a specific nakshatra. The nakshatra lord determines which planet's Mahadasha will be active at birth, and the sequence of the Mahadashas follows a set pattern. This system is used to analyze the timing of various events in a person's life and to understand the planetary influences during specific periods. Each Mahadasha, Antardasha and Pratyardasha period brings a blend of planetary influences, reflecting their combined effects on the individual's life. Half-Tribhagi or the Three-Division System in Vedic Astrology. The Tribhagi or the Three-Division System is a nuanced approach to understanding the specific energies and experiences one might go through during a particular Mahadasha, Antardasha or Pratyardasha. This system divides the duration of a dasha into three equal parts and correlates each part to the qualities of the three nakshatras governed by the same planet. Principles of the Tribhagi system. 1. Division into three parts. Each dasha period is divided into three equal parts, corresponding to the three nakshatras ruled by the same planet. For example, if the Mahadasha is of Ketu, it is divided into three parts corresponding to Ketu's nakshatras, Ashwini, Magga, and Mula. 2. Influence of nakshatra energies. The first part of the dasha will reflect the qualities and energies of the first nakshatra under that planet's lordship. The second part will reflect the qualities of the second nakshatra. The third part will reflect the qualities of the third nakshatra. 3. Moon's placement and energies. The energy experienced during the dasha can also depend on the specific nakshatra where the moon is placed at the time of birth. The energies of the dasha get refined based on this initial nakshatra placement, emphasizing the characteristics of that nakshatra in each part of the dasha. Example, Ketu Mahadasha in the Tribhagi system. If a person is born in a Ketu nakshatra like Magga nakshatra during Ketu Mahadasha, 1. First part Ashwini-like energies. This phase is influenced by Ashwini nakshatra characteristics. Energies, quick active, dynamic changes, new beginnings, healing energies, and impulsive actions. There might be a strong desire to initiate new ventures or a sudden change in direction. Second part, Magga-like energies. This phase is influenced by Magga nakshatra characteristics. Energies, focus on power, authority, legacy, and connection to ancestral or traditional values. There may be a need to establish oneself in a position of power or to connect with one's roots and heritage. 3. Third part, Mula-like energies. This phase is influenced by Mula nakshatra characteristics. Energies, deep transformation, uprooting old foundations, intense research, and seeking the truth. There may be a phase of significant internal or external upheaval, leading to a deeper understanding or realization. Application to each planet's Mahadasha. 1. Ketu, Ashwini. First part, Ashwini, initiation, healing, new beginnings. Second part, Magga, authority, leadership, ancestral ties. Third part, Mula, transformation, destruction, search for truth. 2. Venus, Bharani Purvalguni Purvashada. First, Parani, creativity, endurance, dealing with constraints. Second part, Purva Falguni, pleasure, relationships, luxury. Third part, Purvashada, victory, rejuvenation, growth. 3. Sun, Kritika Uttara Falguni Uttarashada. Kritika, purification, discipline, sharpness. Uttara Falguni, responsibility, leadership, service. Third Parashada, final success, determination, clarity. Moon, Rohini, first part, Rohini, growth, beauty, nurturing. Second part, Hasta, skillfulness, creativity, manipulation. Third part, Shravana, learning, listening, wisdom. 5. Mars, Mrigashira, Janishta. Mrigashira, curiosity, exploration, restlessness. Second part, Chitra, creativity, architecture, brilliance. Danishta, wealth, fame, rhythm. 6. Rahu, Ardra, Shatabisha. First part, Ardra, turbulence, research, detachment. Second part, Swati, independence, flexibility, balance. Third part, Shatabisha, healing, secrecy, reclusiveness. 7. Jupiter, Punavasa Vishakha Purva Bhadrapa. Punavasa, rebirth, homecoming, renewal. Vishakha, duality, goal orientation, growth. Purva Bhadrapada, mysticism, transformation, severance. 8. Saturn, Pushya, Anuradha. Uttara, first part, Pushya, nourishment, discipline, protection. Second part, Anuradha, devotion, friendships, perseverance. Third part, Uttarabhadra, endurance, spiritual depth, stability. 9. Mercury, Ashleshyeshtha, Ravati. Vashlesha, mysticism, control, secrecy. Second part, the authority, protection, power. Third part, Ravati, compassion, guidance, detachment, using the Tribhagi system. This system helps refine the interpretation of each dasha period, providing more detailed insights into the types of experiences and lessons an individual might go through. By understanding the Tribhagi division, one can predict changes in life more accurately during different parts of a dasha and prepare accordingly. This system, combined with the primary dasha and bhukti analysis, gives a comprehensive picture of how planetary energies unfold over time. Soul Growth, Moon Mahadasha, 10 years. Welcome to the Consciousness YouTube channel. In this video, we explore the Mahadasha system of time cycles in Vedic astrology and how each dasha and antardasha fuels and propels a person to move, achieve, embody and accomplish goals, purpose and life lessons embedded in each nakshatra. We'll see how the Mahadasha system brings these experiences to the soul for learning and growth. If you're new to my channel, please don't forget to like, share, subscribe and leave your comments for the video. The Moon Mahadasha, spanning 10 years, is a period marked by heightened emotions, nurturing and deepening connections with one's inner world and surroundings. This Mahadasha can be broken down into 3 segments, each corresponding to one of the moon's nakshatras, Rohini, Hasta and Shravana. Below, we consolidate the moon's characteristics with the traits of each nakshatra to provide practical insights into how these energies may manifest in real-life scenarios. 1. First segment, Rohini Nakshatra, approx of 3 years and 4 months. Practical impact, creativity and sensuality. This period is marked by an increased focus on creativity, beauty and sensual pleasures. The native may feel more attractive, charming, and driven to create or enhance beauty in their surroundings or themselves. Business and wealth. There is a strong inclination towards commerce, business, and wealth generation. The native may engage in activities related to finance, agriculture, real estate, or any form of business that involves nurturing and growth. Emotional depth and attachment. The native may experience strong emotional attachments and a deep connection with loved ones. There can be a tendency towards possessiveness or stubbornness in relationships. Halash, moon's influence in practical terms. Positive influence. The native may experience a surge of creative energy and success in business ventures. There is a natural charm and magnetism that can attract opportunities and favorable outcomes, especially in creative or nurturing fields. Negative influence. There is a risk of becoming overly possessive, indulgent, or stubborn. The native may struggle with vanity or an excessive focus on material comforts and pleasures, potentially leading to conflicts in personal relationships. Real-life application. Use your creative energy to develop projects or businesses that align with your passions and values. Be mindful of emotional attachments and possessiveness in relationships, striving for healthy boundaries and communication. Engage in activities that nurture both yourself and others, such as gardening, cooking, or community service. Nah 2, second segment, Hasta Nakshatra, approx 3 years and 4 months. Practical impact, skill development and creativity. This phase emphasizes creativity, skill development, and the use of hands. The native may engage in activities like sculpting, painting, writing, or any profession that involves manual dexterity and creativity. Work and service. There is a strong focus on work, service, and practicality. The native may achieve success through hard work, dedication, and the intelligent application of skills and knowledge. Communication and expression. This period is also marked by enhanced communication abilities. The native may excel in writing, speaking, or other forms of communication, using their cleverness and wit to influence others. Moon's influence in practical terms. Positive influence. The native may develop new skills, become more productive, and experience success in creative or service-oriented professions. There is a strong ability to inspire and teach others through one's work and creativity. Negative influence. There is a risk of becoming overly focused on perfection or struggling with self-criticism. The native may feel overwhelmed by responsibilities or become frustrated if results do not match expectations. Real-life application. Focus on skill development and mastering your craft, whether through formal education or self-directed learning. Engage in work that allows you to use your creativity and intelligence and seek opportunities to teach or mentor others. Balance work and relaxation, ensuring that you do not become overly consumed by perfectionism or stress. 3. Third segment, Shravana Nakshatra, approx 3 years and 4 months. Practical impact, listening and learning. This period emphasizes the importance of listening, learning, and following wise counsel. The native may seek guidance from mentors, spiritual teachers, or trusted advisors to make progress in life. Social and spiritual connections. There is a strong focus on building social connections and exploring spiritual paths. The native may engage in community activities, spiritual practices, or roles that involve guiding or counseling others. Stability and practicality. The native may seek stability and structure in their life, focusing on practical goals and long-term plans. There is a desire to establish a solid foundation, both personally and professionally. Moon's influence in practical terms. Positive influence. The native may gain valuable insights and progress through listening to others and applying learned knowledge. There is potential for growth in social and spiritual realms, as well as success in ventures that require patience and perseverance. Negative influence. The native may struggle with indecisiveness or become overly reliant on others for direction. There is a risk of becoming too passive or idealistic, leading to a lack of action or concrete progress. Real-life application. Take time to listen and learn from others, applying wisdom and guidance to your own life and decisions. Engage in community or spiritual activities that align with your values and interests, and build strong social connections. Focus on practical goals and maintain a disciplined approach to achieve long-term stability and success. Moon characteristics, positive and negative aspects to be aware of. During Moon Mahadasha, one must be mindful of both the positive and negative aspects of the Moon's influence. Positive aspects. Receptivity and sensitivity. The Moon enhances emotional receptivity and sensitivity, allowing the native to connect deeply with others and their environment. This can lead to strong intuitive abilities and empathy. Creativity and imagination. The native may experience heightened creativity and imagination, making this an excellent period for artistic pursuits, innovation, and creative problem-solving. Nurturing and supportive. There is a natural tendency to nurture and support others, whether through family, community, or professional roles. The native may feel more connected to their home and roots, focusing on creating a harmonious and supportive environment. Negative aspects. Hypersensitivity and emotional overreaction. The Moon's energy can lead to hypersensitivity and emotional volatility. The native may struggle with mood swings, overreaction to perceived slights, or difficulty managing emotions. Indecisiveness and dependency. The native may find it challenging to make firm decisions or take initiative, becoming overly dependent on others for guidance or approval. There is a risk of becoming too passive or avoiding responsibility. Fickleness and inconsistency. There may be a tendency towards fickleness or inconsistency, making it difficult to follow through on commitments or maintain stable routines. The native may become easily distracted or lose interest in projects and relationships. Being aware of these characteristics can help individuals navigate the Moon Mahadasha more effectively, making the most of its nurturing and intuitive influence while mitigating its more challenging aspects.